It's time for Inside the MFL, the official sports talk radio show of the Minor Football League. Football fans, this show is for you as we bring you the most up-to-date information from the league's 32 franchises across the country. It's time to get Inside the MFL with your host, Richard Miles Sr.
Welcome to another edition of Inside the MFL. I'm your host, Dr. Richard Miles Sr., CEO, chairman, and founder of the Minor Football League. The Minor Football League is the laboratory of change. And what I mean by the laboratory of change, we believe in bringing former players from the field to the front office, give them an opportunity to see the business side of minor league professional football. Today, I want to say this is a little brisk Saturday morning here. I want to welcome MFL Nation. I also just want to remind everybody that you know, it's time for you young guys to get an opportunity to play in the Minor Football League. I tell guys all the time, it's not that you're not good enough to play in the NFL. It's not enough room. So the MFL is trying to make the playing field level. I want to just give kudos out to our great mayor, Marion Bowser, great mayor. She gives us this platform. She's doing a great job here in Washington, D.C. As you know, we're in one of the most powerful cities in the world. So without further ado, we'll get this show started. Of course, you know, Kelsey Nelson is still doing her thing, you know, traveling and working with these different networks. And no one I feel deserved it more than she do. I want to bring one of my interns on. Eric, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. How you doing this morning, young man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. Now, Eric, I want you to tell MFL Nation, tell them who you are and what school you're in and what you do, what internship you doing for the Minor Football League.
Yep. So, hey, everyone. I'm happy to be here. My name is Eric Lambara. I currently attend Westchester University. I'll be graduating in the coming weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And for the MFL, I'm an editorial communications intern, and basically I'm in charge of assisting with written communications on the social and web and just helping create content to inform everyone about the upcoming season.
Great. Now, just ask you young people, and we said the MFL is the laboratory of change. And what did that mean for you, Eric, and what do this internship mean to you?
Yeah, so starting with the laboratory of change, that hearing that means a lot. You know, trying to give people, as you said, opportunities to go from the field to the front office, and just giving people like myself opportunities to get my work out there, and it's just valuable to me. And the internship also means a lot. The MFL is continuing to develop. I know that there's expanding into Africa. There's going to be teams in Africa this year, and it's great to be a part of an organization that's continuing to grow and expand, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And, you know, so how's things going for you thus far with your internship with the Minor Football League?
It's going good. I've been happy to – we do the Zoom meetings every week. I'm happy to, even though it's a virtual internship, be able to feel like I'm a part of seeing everyone on there and just feel really welcome to the Minor Football League. And – some of the assignments I've had, getting to more interview experience and getting just to learn more about the league and promote the league, it's been very valuable so far.
And, you know, when you think about the Minor Football League, I know when you first had an opportunity for this internship, you probably never heard of the MFL. So what came to your mind when you actually said, well, wait a minute, the MFL, what is this? And when you did your research, you know, tell MFL Nation, I mean, was it what you expected, more than what you expected, or not what you expected at all?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's more than I expected. As you said, I didn't have any prior knowledge of the MFL, but just from doing research and from being here, it's a great organization. I love what the league stands for as far as community service, having players serve the community. And again, just trying to get people from the field to the front office. I love what the league stands for, and I'm excited for what's to come in the coming years for the MFL.
And I have to tell MFL Nation, These young interns that we have are very valuable. And a lot of people don't understand what all entails, goes into the Minor Football League as far as, okay, they understand the football part of it, but it's a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes that make this work. And I'm a firm believer in images, everything, and documentation be conversation. So when you see these interviews and stuff comes up on all the social media, these are young people like Eric doing a great job. And the things that he doing makes us more visible, makes us more transparent, because that's what the MFL tried to do. We definitely want to be very transparent with our with the MFL Nation. We don't want to put anything out there that's not right. We want to make sure we take our time and do our due diligence. And these young people that we have are doing a great job. So I don't want, you know, when they do go out, we make sure they get the credit for the writing, the interviews, the graphics, designs and stuff that they're doing. We make sure that they get credit for that and their name on it, because, you know, oftentimes when you go for jobs, it's, even as talented as you are, the first thing people always say is you don't have any experience. Well, right now the MFL is leveling the playing field. So these young people, you can't tell these young people they don't have the experience, because now you're going to see all the things that they do, not only here in America, but international as well, with the teams that we're putting over in Africa. So we understand the significance and the importance of having interns, and we and how much we value our interns. We want them to know that we really appreciate the things that they're doing and being a part of this, because they are a vital part of the MFL and what we do and the things that we put out there. So when you look at give me a little take on your friends and your students in school with you and your professors. What did they thought about you interning with the MFL?
Yeah, so I posted obviously on LinkedIn and just shared with everyone that I was taking on this internship. And a lot of people have asked me about it. A lot of people have asked, you know, they weren't sure what the MFL was, but they just asked me, you know, how it's going and more about the league. And I would just redirect to our website. I think it's got a lot of great information about the upcoming season, the teams, and what the league stands for. And a lot of people have been very supportive of it, which is a great thing. You know, they saw my dream was to always write for a sports, whether it be a sports team, organization, league, anything in regards to sports. So when they saw that, a lot of people were very happy for me. And I definitely feel like I've done my part in spreading the word and allowing more people to like the social media pages and just get more information about the league that they hadn't before.
Yes, and you know, when you say that, how do your professors, what do they think about it? And I know they had an opportunity to go do the research. Did they have any comments on the league itself?
Yeah, so not too much comments about the league. I'll have people do their research. And, you know, I love telling people, which is what I said earlier about how the league is expanding and there's teams in Africa this year. And I've been seeing more team logos unveiled recently. And a lot of people think that's really amazing and awesome that there's teams all around the world and players that can not only here in the U.S., but internationally can play football and just achieve their dreams. So a lot of people think that's an awesome idea, and we can't wait to see it come to fruition this year.
And when you because the NFL said our logos was a little close to theirs, so what I did, I revamped all the logos with and once again I say, with our internship, our graphic people are doing a great, fantastic job, which we're having another one of our interns on shortly. The fact that that this change come about and you're part of it? I mean, it's one thing to see something and you are far, but when you're actually there and you got your footprint on it, your hands on it, and you feel like you say to yourself, hey, I'm a part of that. I mean, that has to make you feel somewhat special and different, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Being a part of something that's continued to change as I'm here. Like you said, yeah, it's one thing to see things change from the outside, but to actually be on the inside and be a part of it. And I know the rest of the interns are doing a great job as far as graphic design. And I know we even have interns who aren't with the MFL yet or starting in the summer, and they're on the Zooms and just being a part of it. So I think it's great that everyone's working together, and I think we're all doing a good job and making good content for the league.
I beg to differ. Y'all doing an excellent job, you know, an excellent job. The things that y'all doing, people are talking about it all the time. You know, they always come in, you know, Dr. Mal, who's doing y'all graphics is good. So, and, you know, when you young people do get into the corporate world and you're going for these jobs, you're definitely going to get a great recommendation from us as well. And hopefully once things get back going the way we want, because we're still recovering from this COVID, we will try to retain some of you guys as well, because why look elsewhere when you have people in the house doing a great job? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. That would mean a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, we want you guys to know that you're doing a great job. And like I say, the MFL, is, you know, it's a 10-game schedule. We get ready to start the season first week in June. I think that's the 3rd or the 6th. We're excited about that. And I know you're looking forward to see things go. But we're celebrating 30 years. And believe it or not, I know that was a surprise to you now. And sometimes I just be mesmerized myself, the fact that we had our show for now 5 years. That's a long time, and I was not aware of that, you know. So when you you get an opportunity to work with an organization that not trying to get things together, but been out there in what you, we call it boots on the ground. So we're definitely trying to make a difference also with our youth service programs. We have programs we do in the community, No Thugs, No Drugs, Early Youth Offenders Program, Conflict Resolution. These are the type of programs that we implement in the community. And I know when you had an opportunity to see that, we want to enhance what the community is doing. We're not trying to take anything from the community. And we're not the answer. But I'm quite sure we can find a solution to whatever problem we may have. And when you look at this and hear about these types of things, what does that mean to you?
You're referring to just like the community?
Yeah, right. That the fact that we're doing these programs. Yeah.
Yeah, it means a lot to me to be a part of it. One of the first assignments I had was writing about the award you received from President Biden in the White House for volunteer service. And I just thought that was awesome and really just honored to be a part of an organization that cares so much about the community. I think community service is a great thing. And the fact that, you know, players and team personnel are involved in the community, I think it's just amazing to see. And yeah, I think it's always good to serve your community, whether it be, you know, volunteer work or whether, you know, you're doing it paid. I think it's great to be able to get to the less fortunate and just give back to the communities that we're a part of. So I think it's an awesome opportunity.
And, you know, I think you guys, your interns are awesome. You're doing a great job. And one thing about the MFL, you know, we if I sound like a broken record, I got it honestly. We are the laboratory of change, and you can identify with that because you're part of that. You're part of this change that we're making, and we're looking forward to everybody has bring a different component to the table, you know, being football players, our dance team, members, our marketing, our PR people. Y'all doing a fantastic job, and I have to say, you guys make me look good. And I always try to share the credit with you guys, but I'll take it too. But, you know, make sure you keep in mind that I'm aware of the significant part that you guys play in the minor football league. So I'm excited, and I'm excited that you had an opportunity to take time out your busy schedule, because I know you're wrapping up school and getting ready for graduates and stuff. But I want to thank you, Eric, for coming on the show and be a part of it, because we want everybody to get an opportunity to hear it from you guys as well. So thank you so much, Eric.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much as well.
All right. We're going to take a break. You'll listen to another edition of Inside the MFL. We'll be right back.
Experience the MFL. How can we experience the MFL? The Minor Football League. Here's information on how you can experience the MFL. The Minor Football League was established in 1993 by founder and CEO Dr. Richard D. Miles Sr., a league created for the people and by the people. To learn more on how you can experience the MFL with the MFL team in your area, visit experiencethemfl.com or go to The MFL is here. The MFL, the laboratory of change. Copyright MFL. No portion of this audio may be reproduced or re-recorded without the written permission from the Minor Football League. Visit experiencethemfl.com. This is a Mad Voice production.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the MFL. I'm your host, Dr. Richard Miles Sr., CEO, chairman, and founder of the Minor Football League. The Minor Football League is the laboratory of change. And, you know, we're back from break, but I also have another one of our interns in on the show, and she's doing a magnificent job, as with all the interns we have, and we want to make sure they get all the credit due to them. And I want to introduce our intern, and her name is Dokes. So are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Miles. Hi, everyone.
Good morning. Now, the Minor Football League, everybody knows, is the laboratory of change, and we try to stay as transparent as possible. Why don't you tell MFL Nation about your internship and what it means to you?
Yes. So from during my internship with the Minor Football League, I have a great opportunity to use of my skills and experience that I gave in knowledge and bring it into the new life, real life situations. So my major in college is graphic design. So for the MFL, I have created like logos and posters and flyers for digital platforms and social media. And it is a great opportunity that I couldn't find outside of college and any other professional football league. And the league is provides a platform for athletic participation and training and skills development outside of college. And it's a great new opportunity for me to design specific collaterals for the sports, professional sports arena.
Right. And also, tell them the, what school you go to, you attend, and what year are you in school? Because she's getting ready to graduate.
Yes. So I freshly graduated from Texas Christian University in Texas with a degree in BFA graphic design.
Oh, wow. So now, as you, when you had an opportunity for the Minor Football League, I'm quite sure you never heard of it. What came to your mind when you did your research? What's it, what you expect, not what you expect, or more than what you expect?
So since I'm freshly graduated, so I'm looking for an opportunity that I can express myself as a graphic designer in the real industry. So when I do my job search, Minor Football League comes up, and it's a great opportunity to for me to find out that I can focus off my design on the sports industry. Mm-hmm. Since I really, of my design style is main focus on bringing the energetic, vibrant, and strong bow style, which is really suitable to the sport industry.
Yeah, and you know, and you're doing such a great job. Her task is redesigning our logos, which she's doing a great job. And when people every time she designed another logo that we did to change it over a little bit. Everybody, you know, just love it. She get credit for it. We make sure people know who designed the logo for the MFL. Being a part of the MFL and doing the things that you're doing, it gives you an opportunity to really use your creativity. And what does that mean for you?
There's no any restricted barrier, so I can use of my creative freely, and it's a great opportunity for a pressure who is new in graphic design. As for me, since I can bring off my original idea to the table without any restricted, and it's like I can show off to everyone of my idea, what I'm thinking, and of my strength. So, yeah, I can perform the best version of myself here in Everdell.
And you are doing a great job, as I said. I mean, and everybody sees the new design from our old designs, and everybody really talking about it. And the great thing about the MFL is the laboratory change. We want to make sure the playing field is level for everyone as far as players, graphic designers, marketing, PR. These are the types of things that the MFL, we want to make the playing field level for these young individuals. These young dynamics are very talented individuals. So when people do ask us, which people ask us all the time about, the things that they're doing, we'll definitely make sure that they cannot say when you do apply for a job that you have no experience, because you're not even working the MFL as national, even international with the franchises going over in Africa. So we are really appreciative of all the things that your intern's doing, because a lot of people don't realize, you know, once again, what this all entails. There's a lot of different components to the Minor Football League, as with any other corporation. But the unique thing about the Minor Football League is we get young people an opportunity to really not hand-tie them and say, well, no, we want it done this way or we want it done that way. No, we want you to use your own creativity on all of the projects that they are doing and working on. And I think it gives these young people an opportunity to really be very expressive, very using all their creativity, and give them an opportunity for people to see what they actually can do. And that's why, you know, the MFL, you know, we tell everybody and we've tried to make it clear, we want to get people to understand what the Laboratory of Change is about. You know, when you say you're the Laboratory of Change, then that means you have to really change things and bring about change. And these are some of the things that the Minor Football League are incorporating. And we get the type of these are young people. We these are not people we just randomly picked. We had like maybe 160 interns for these positions, and excuse me, we got the best ones that we feel that would be able to do what the MFL need them to do and be their own come up with their own unique style of how they work. They buy into what the MFL is doing, and, you know, it gives them an opportunity. Although these young people are in different schools around the country, as with the Minor Football League, we have franchises around the country. So it makes it easier for these young people to do the things they're doing and be mindful now. These young people have to do their work, too, as far as school. And this young lady here, she graduated. And just think about, you know, and congratulations on that. We want y'all to know how appreciative we are. And sometimes, you know, you work in different corporations, sometimes people forget the fact that the people that actually doing the work, and the MFL as a whole, me being the founder of it, we've always been a hands-on type of organization and give people an opportunity to show their true value and their true works. That's what we're so excited about, having these interns, and I can't say enough about these interns and the great job that they're doing. Now, as you get ready for the corporate sector, you know, I was, you know, talking to the board. Hopefully we get things like we want. We can be able to try to keep some of you, you interns, because what better place to look for interns than in your own building? You know what I mean? Young lady, how you feel about that?
Yes, that's great to hear. Yep.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate all the time that I'm working with the MFL here.
And, you know, we really appreciate it. And, you know, if we sound like a broken record, we always want to y'all to understand how appreciated we are to have y'all. We don't take that lightly by no means. You know, it's very important that young people get an opportunity to really do the things that they're capable of doing. Also, you know, the MFL, we get ready to start. I know you're excited about it. We get ready to start our season in June. Also, we're looking forward to our dance team trials, because we have a dance team as well. So these young ladies, giving them an opportunity to be a part of something. So it's not just for football players. That's why the laboratory, of course you have players, but we also want them, our program, we want to teach them, make sure they get into our program beyond the field. Because what happens after you are finished playing, these are some of the things we want to help these young men into corporate America and life itself. Don't they go into, we want to help them with that journey. We want to help them and be a part of their lives as far as their family and the things that we can do or be of assistance to them as far as when they finish playing football. And, you know, we tell everybody we want to bring former players from the field to the front office. We want guys that's interested in coaching, GM position, even ownership. If you come to the MFL and give us an opportunity to show y'all that, so you can experience and see these young individuals we have working in our graphics, marketing, PR, in our departments and stuff. These are people, if you choose to purchase one of these franchises, look at the talent that we have a part of the franchises, you know. And we always want to feel like we want to enhance what the community doing. We're not trying to take anything from the community. This is what's important to us, and I know that's important to you, being part of this and what we're doing. So how important that is to you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but can you repeat the question?
I said how important that is to you as far as the being involved with the community and giving the community an opportunity to be a part of what we're doing, and even with the players doing 100 hours of community service, and, you know, people in the organization being a part of the community and not just there when they're watching us playing football. What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, it's really a great thing to learn about the world outside, like think outside of the box, doing different things and try to see that what we can do. Because sometimes something unexpected happens and you don't know about your ability is to really achieve that.
Right.
So for football players to go out and help other people and do different tasks inside instead of playing football is a great opportunity for them to prepare for what they will do after playing football, or they can know that, so they can understand that, they can realize that, oh, there are different things they can do,
right?
Besides football, and also is a chance for them to like relax, and without like having to worry about practicing, and instead they can go out helping people doing different activities.
Absolutely, and I want to thank you, Gon, for coming on the show this morning. Congratulations. I know you're wrapping up school right now, and I just want to thank you for being a part of the show this morning, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Mike, for everything, for the internship program, for giving me a chance to working and being a part of the NFL.
Thank you. You have been listening to another edition of Inside the MFL. I'm your host, Dr. Richard Miles Sr. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the MFL with Dr. Richard Miles Sr. For more information, visit their page on dcradio.gov.